You are listening to the audio production of The Blessed and Boundless God by George Swinnock, edited by J. Stephen Newell, and part of the Puritan Treasures for Today series. This book is published by One Audiobooks, originally published by Reformation Heritage Books, and read by Jonathan St. John. For who in the heaven can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? Psalm 89, verse 6. Preface. Canst thou by searching find out God? Canst thou find out the Almighty unto perfection? It is as high as heaven. What canst thou do? Deeper than hell. What canst thou know? The measure thereof is longer than the earth and broader than the sea. Job chapter 11, verses 7 through 9. We have a greater chance of holding the stars in the palm of our hand, measuring the mountains on a scale, gathering the oceans in a thimble, and balancing the world's skyscrapers on a needle than we do of finding out the Almighty unto perfection. His perfection is higher than heaven, deeper than hell, longer than the earth, and broader than the sea. Heaven is high but limited. Hell is deep but restricted. The earth is long but contained, and the sea is broad but confined. God alone is unlimited, unrestricted, uncontained, and unconfined. This boundless God looketh on the earth, and it trembleth. He toucheth the hills, and they smoke. Psalm 104, verse 32. A mere glance produces earthquakes, and a mere touch produces volcanoes. If these slight impulses of God cause such devastation, what is the full effect of his power? This boundless God telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. Psalm 147, verse 4. In the time it takes me to snap my fingers, light circles the earth 7 times. Traveling at that speed, if the sun were the size of a pea, it would take 10 billion years to reach the edge of the universe. How long would it take traveling at such a realistic speed? How long would it take, given the sun's actual size? We can't get our minds around the computation. Some astronomers estimate that there are as many stars in the universe as there are grains of sand on the Earth's beaches. Here are two wonders. God can compute that number, and God can invent that number of names, one for each star. This boundless God is a simple being. He is undivided, meaning his every thought and every action involve the whole of him. He simultaneously gives total and undivided attention to everything and everyone. Moreover, his manifold attributes are his essence. They can no more be separated from him than he can be separated from himself. That means he isn't merely wise, he is wisdom. He isn't merely powerful, he is power. He isn't merely good, he is goodness. He isn't merely holy, he is holiness. He isn't merely just, he is justice. God's attributes are distinguished in their objects and effects, but they are all one in him. His justice is his mercy, and his mercy is his justice. His wisdom is his power, and his power is his wisdom. His knowledge is his patience, and his patience is his knowledge. His wrath is his goodness, and his goodness is his wrath. This boundless God is a sovereign being. He is the first cause of every action, impulse, thought, and breath. The motions of all his creatures depend upon his concurrence. The power that made everything maintains everything. He upholds all things by the word of his power. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. If he were to withhold his influence, the fire wouldn't burn, the eye wouldn't see, the sun wouldn't...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?